kirtan. And if you are chanting or remembering mantra, then also some knowing something about that mantra. What is the meaning of that? Though it is Brahma. Like Krishna is Brahma, but Krishna who attracts by his beauty, by his so sweet quality. Once anyone see Krishna, Krishna will come in their heart. He will attract, so his name is Krishna. Krishna has two letters, Krishna. Kri to Krishna, to Akarshan. Ana Nirvritti Vachak, Ananda, giving Ananda. So to Kri Krishna, to plow, to attract anyone by his beauty, by his qualities, by his everything, smiling, by his float, by his very sweet pastimes. He will come at once in the heart and attract anyone. So Krishna na nirvritti vachak. In Sanskrit, it means to give so much pure ananda, love and affection. So ananda here, ana, nirvritti. So giving, that he will be always absorbed in ananda. Anandam bodhi vardhate. Anandam bodhi vardhanam prema mita svadanam sarvatma snapanam. And to die. So Krishna name is like this. So our mantra has some all these things. If anyone chanting, remembering but not knowing all these things, it will come but in a very long time. He will to come in this process. So Guru gives all these things, systematic. What questions you wanted to use? Because in one day we cannot give a regular class that we have given in Bejar, in Costa Rica, or in England, Houston, everywhere. But some topical.
In the song Guru Dayas, there's one verse.
You should come.
Sakale saman kori te sakati dehonat. Sakale saman kori te sakati dehonat. I don't think we have a real good translation. Can you explain that line?
You should give something. Sakale saman kori te sakati dehonat yathaja. Sakale sanman. There are so many devotees of so many classes, so many grades. So here it has been written Sakale sanman korite sakati. Dehanath jatha jatha. Jatha jatha, jatha tatha means according to their grade, jatha jatha. All are not in same grade. Those who are kanishta, not knowing siddhant, then we can do pranam by mind and helping them with some mercy to them. Giving association to them. Those who are equal to us, anyone cannot be equal. Some less more. So if in some way he is equal to us, by doing dandot pranam, by mind also, honoring him, And if he is superior to us, then according to that superiority, with service we should honor him. But if he has nothing to do with and if he not criticizing anyone, he says that all are serving Krishna by anvay or vyatirek, directly or indirectly. All are serving Krishna. Kansa is serving Krishna, because if there was no Kansa, Krishna has never to go to Gokul. And thus all these secret and very sweet pastime could not occur. So Narada has the same view, that he thinks that he is serving Krishna. So he goes to Kansa. And Kansa tells him, "Oh Gurudeva," and he wants to serve him. No envy, nothing, no criticism. Narada has not criticized anyone. So if anyone like Narada comes, then we will offer our heart in the lotus feet of them. And serve, giving if needed our head, everything. Like this. So, if there is a bhakta who is doing sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, shramanam, padashivanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasakhyatmanivedanam, he is doing something, but in lower grade, and anyone is some higher grade, then we should do some more affection and service and have so much more honor for that higher grade. Like this. If they are quarreling, then what should we do? Then we should know that they are artificially, they are thinking that we are in so great, but actually they are not. They have nothing to quarrel, because we are in the same line. So we should do all these things. Sakale sanman, according to their pristine category, we should always try.
Then the next one.
Anywhere it has written that we should not invite so many sannyasis at a time, so many devotees, because we cannot give
proper respect
to them. And if you are respecting more than any superior to
junior,
and you are honoring more and not honoring the best one, then automatically it will be some offense. So very carefully we should do all these things. If anyhow Chandravali and Srimati Radhika are some like this, somewhat quarreling, you should watch one. Don't take any side. But you are in one side, but still you should watch. Don't disturb them. There in that world, nothing like this we think in this world. In this world, if anyone goes to the rank of Madhyam Adhikari, they have nothing to quarrel, no envy, almost all the bad qualities has gone. No anartha. In the highest rank of Madhyam Adhikari, Madhyam Uttam, not anything like this. Then how it will be in that sphere? Nothing. So we should be very careful for this.
We see many of our brothers and God sisters taking
God sisters and God brothers.
Yes. Taking a position where they're giving some wrong siddhanta, mistreating Vaishnavas, so many improper activities, it must be that I'm feeling they don't understand what is the real substance of Krishna consciousness. Actually, to make it a little stronger, I think they don't really believe in Krishna almost.
If you are a very high rank of devotee, then you will treat them like your children. My children is ignorant, he is doing like this, sometimes he stole urine in his lap, sometimes he is taking his mother's breast like this, sometimes this, but mother always laughing, smiling, very kind to that children. So any of higher rank Vaishnava will see them like this. These are my boy, my children, but not knowing. They should be given some help and some mercy that one day they should realize and grow up in this. And if equal rank, you cannot do anything because they will not listen you, then be calm and quiet. Don't disturb. You can only be careful that you should not be go in their society, association. Only this. But don't criticize. And if you are in third class Vaishnava, then you will criticize. You will not never hear me. But we should not try to criticize anyone. Otherwise that bad qualities will come in us in a few days. So you should be far away from them.
There's so many jivas trying to come back to Krishna, but also Krishna has so many incarnations. How to figure if a jiva is specifically meant to be Rupa Nuga, or he become Sri Vaishnava, or to...
We should try to honor all these things. We are in Kanishta Adhikari. You cannot think about this. We should only try to remember the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami and all others. Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami has told, for beginners, Guru, Goshthe, Goshtha, Laisu, Sujane, Bhusurgane, Swamantre, Sri Namni, Brajvadanda Sarane, Shadadambam Hitva, Kurum, Ratim Apurvam, Atitaram, Ae Bhratas, Chatubhi, Abhijache, Dhritipada. Here he is told that Guru, two Gurus, Sikhya Guru, Diksha Guru. Don't think junior and senior. If they are in one category,
same rank,
then you should treat them as one. And if some juniority and seniority in them, then treat them junior and junior. But to by whom mercy you have come, you should do pranam and all other things first thing. Understand? Like we know that our Guruji is junior to Rupa Goswami. No? We know that our Guruji is disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But Rupa Goswami has not taken us and dragged us in this line. Our Guruji went to us door to door and dragged us in this. He has mercifully gave this bhakti seed in our heart, he nourished us, he supported us, he gets everything, So you are much more indebted to him. So We know that Rupa Goswami is so powerful. He is the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna Rupa Manjari. But still we are so much indebted to our Gurudev because he has dealt to us in this line. So you will have to pay some respect. But we see that our Gurudev initiated us and he left this world. And a very powerful Sikha Guru like him, he helped us, nourished us and supported us. Then we will be obliged to him. Because they are same. They are Akhanda Guru Tattva. Akhanda means?
Complete.
Like Nityananda Prabhu. All are Nityananda Prabhu in the... All are... What? Manifestation of Nityananda. We should see like this. Always honoring all the devotees. All devotees. Then, Guru Goshthe. Goshthe means Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, or all in Gosht. So, the places where the pastimes of Krishna so sweet went on, this Gosht and Gosht Aleesu, those who are living there, like them, Nanda Yashoda and all, there are so many, lakhs and lakhs, koti. And those who are following them, like Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath and all, they are all Brajavasi, Goshthales. Bhosurgane, Sujane, Sujan means not in our Sampradaya, but is still living in Vrindavan. They are serving Ram. Some are serving Narayan, Nisingadev, Nohan, with their special mantra in their Sampradaya. Even their Sujan, Bhosurgan, Brahmins, who are not pure Vaishnava, but even living in Vrindavan, worshipping Krishna also, and other
demigods
also. No harm. You should give some respect. Bhusurgane swamantre. What Gurudev has given mantra you. You should be very honored to that. After that mahamantra, swamantre, Sri Namni. Namni means Hare Krishna, this name. And Brijajuva Dvanda Sarane. Radha and Krishna conjugal. O mine, you should try to give a rati to them. What is rati? Not sadha only. Sadha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, and then rati. This rati will not change. After some time, this rati will come in a sthayi bhav. Never to change that mood. Nothing to fall down from that position. This is Rati. At that time, no anartha, no aparad,
offenses,
everything gone. Only a very little gandh will be there.
Smell.
And then we'll see Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then a smell also will go on forever. So we should respect the Vaishnavas who are not in our line, like Ramanuj Vaishnava, Madhva and all other also. But we should give our heart to Brajavasi, like Rupa Sanatan and all others. Try to follow any of the associates of the Krishna, like Nanda Yashoda in Vatsalya, in Sakharas, like Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal, like that, and in Madhur, like Gopis. They are my heart and soul. So giving respect to all according to all these things.
if we're supposed to give our heart and soul and rati to the Gosala Yesu, then why is Sujana also mentioned in the same verse we're asking to give rati?
Not to same. Gradually. Lesser. There are some classes. You should not dishonor anyone in this world. Even to your enemy. They have no enemy. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, no enemy. Duryodhan used to think that he is my enemy. But actually, Yudhishthira has no enemy. Ajata Shatru. No? So devotee like this. Anyone can think them that he is my against party. But actually, he has no against party. Yudhishthira Maharaj never told Duryodhan, Duryodhan. He always told him, Suyodhan. Not Dushasan, Sushasan. Like this.
Bad, good is good.
Never he. He used to call, oh, Suyodhan Vaiya. Chacha. Namaskar to Chacha.
Tau.
Uncle, Tau, Tauji. Like uncle. He gave him poison, but still, no harm. They will not get poison.
I have one question about Shraddha. We say that Adau Shraddha, in the beginning there is some Shraddha, but then that Shraddha does not go away. It develops, and ultimately it is that Shraddha that develops into
rati. Nista.
Can you say something about Shraddha?
Yes. We should know what is Shraddha. There is a seed of bhakti. You understand what I am telling yourself? Something? Who is she?
Your daughter?
She has gone anywhere?
No.
Yesterday I saw?
She's doing all this.
Very good. Try to hear more carefully that you should know all these things. And we are beginning from Shabda. Where is your mother? Oh, yes. So, there is some seed of Bhakti Lata which goes from this world to Golok Vrindavan, this creeper, very long. So many leaves, so many flowers, so many fruits. But here not fruit. Fruit is there on the top. So it has some seed. And that seed, what you know? To serve Krishna, this tendency, this
desire
to serve Krishna is the seed of Bhakti Lata. Krishna gives, either Krishna or Gurudev gives it. By telling Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, he will anyhow give this seed that by serving Krishna, your life will be successful and you will be happy forever. But if anyone not serving Krishna, he may never be successful or he never can be happy. No? If anyone wants that we will be happy by money, it is absurd. Anyone can be happy only by serving Krishna, from beginning to end. So this is called the seed of Bhakti Kripa. If this is given in heart, then some outer
symptoms
come. You have seen any seed? Have you seen the seed of wheat or corn, any?
Yes.
If you give it in earth and give proper water and it will take proper air, some sprout will come. No? After some time you see that that seed has been rotten and gone away. No trace of that seed. Where seed gone? No trace. There is some energy. That energy has no shape like this, but it has shape. Like Krishna or Gurudev gives the desire to serve Krishna. You cannot tell its swaroop. But some outer thing, what will come? From outer we will see that he is respecting his Gurudev order. He will respect the teachings of Ved, Upanishad, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Shastra Vakya, and Vaishnava Vakya. Guru Vakya, Shastra Vakya, Krishna Vakya. So much faith to them. Everywhere it is written that those who will serve Krishna, they will be happy. How to serve Krishna? Everything is written in Shastra. Like Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Purans and Vedas. No? But in all of them, among all of them, Srimad Bhagavat is superior. If there is content, what?
Contradiction.
We should always try to
reconcile
and to take Srimad Bhagavatam first. If anyone, Shastra is telling, Ved is telling that be honorable, have so much honor for your father. But Srimad Bhagavat is telling me, if father is not doing Hari Bhajan, then you should not have any contact with him. No relationship. No? So, if anyone has that seed, that is desire to serve Krishna, the first same time will come that you will always try to honor the words of your Gurudev, Shastra Vakya, understand? And then Vaishnava Vakya. Tinote Kariya Akya. Sadhu, mane, devotees, Guru and Krishna Vakya. All are same. But when Guru and Shastra and Vaishnava are telling one thing and Guru is telling one thing, then we'll have to consider something that it is perhaps not good thing. So Guru, what is telling? Sometimes if he is not bona fide Guru, he cannot know all these shastras. He can tell different things. Then we will have to think. And we will question our Gurudev, why differing? And if Shastra Vakya and Vaishnava Vakya are same and Guru is differing, then we will not do anything. Yes. Or it may be the Guru is so bona fide, then we will do it, but knowing that how, why.
I could understand the reconciliation.
Yes, he will reconcile. And if he is not truly qualified Guru, then we will have to give up. If Krishna and Guru is telling one thing, but Shastra is telling another thing, then we will accept two, Guru and Krishna. When Krishna and Shastra are telling
one thing
and Guru, then we should take two. And especially to Guru Vakya, we will have to reconcile or to ask him, why you are telling so? So this Shabda, when is this lips will come outside, then he will be so strong that I will have to do bhajan, because all Shastras are telling like so. If animal cut in me in pieces and pieces, I will not give up chanting, remembering and doing service. This is Shabda. Then that energy will not be different. Energy will be the same going on. Only these outer symptoms will make change. More thick and thicker and thickest it will go. Shraddha will be also there, but Shraddha will be changed into Nishtha when Anartha will go totally or to some extent. And this Buddhi and heart will be fixed in Krishna. Like Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets. Beating everywhere. Prahlad Maharaj, he was given poison. He was given to fire. He was given to ocean. But he was not changed. So, Shraddha will be also there, and this Shraddha will come into Nishtha. In this world, there is no
Example.
It has been told in anywhere. Like ganna, sugar cane, rush is there. And after that,
sugar candy.
But now this sugar cane is not there. But in our days, Shraddha is also, we can do Shraddha to anyone, and also that will be Nishtha. Nishtha will be changed into Ruchi, but Nishtha and Shraddha will be there, and Ruchi will be there. With Ruchi, and very determined that if anyone cut me in pieces, I will not give up this. And also that Shraddha, that I will obey my Holy Master's orders, Krishna, and this will be also gradually going up, but this thing will be also there. If Shraddha goes to Nishtha and Nishtha to Ruchi, but Nishtha is also there. Because in Ruchi all consists, all including. If you will be Rati, all are there. One can be, example can be told that in beginning your mother gave you birth. You are son of your mother and father. No? But in the same time, when you are married, then you became the husband, but still you are the son and son of your mother and father of your mother. And when you became judge in any court, still you are the husband or wife, you are
son of your
parents and father of your children, and that also in these days. If it goes to frame, even Rati will be there. If it comes to Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, but all these things are there.
So, Dev, you said the plant grows and thickens, but the energy is the same coming in.
Yes.
What is that energy?
Or to serve Krishna. This is energy. It will never change. It will grow, gradually go up. This is the thing. This will be as prem. To serve Krishna, not serving, but when Shraddha came, associated with Vaishnava, then gradually going up I am now. And it will change into Mahabhava. More than that, it may be by association. So sadhu-sangha, sarva-sastra. Association is more needed. If you have anyhow gained this seed, planted seed, and it has come to Shraddha-nishtha, but not association, it will go again dry. But if gradually some good association, then our kripa will go gradually up. And when it will come to the stage of rati or bhava, it will never die. Then he will be qualified to give associations to others.
We read in Swami Maharaj and Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, summary of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that Krishna puts his head at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet.
Where? In
Nectar of Devotion.
Swamiji has written like this.
Yes. And, and also we read it in the Goswami's literature. What is the significance of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet that makes even Krishna put his head at her feet?
Only love and affection, Mahabhava. This is Mahabhava.
But why the feet?
What to tell Srimati Radhika, the Palya Dasis of Radhika, their power that Krishna can give his head on their feet. Oh. Give me help to have the lotus feet of Radhika. You should arrange my meeting to Radhika. No harm. This is actually love. And only in Braj Bhav, affection of the Braj, we can find this thing. Nothing. Nowhere. Not in Dwarka, Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, never. Where there is frame, it gallops and crosses the limit of opulence and rules and regulations. There is no regulation. Frame and affection has its own regulation. When frame comes, then Radha, Srimati Radhika and Krishna, they are not a doer, karta. Then prem is doer. And it controls Radha, Krishna, Gop, Gopi, Yashoda, Nanda, Braj, everyone. So we want prem, prem prayojan, not Krishna prayojan. If prem comes, then Krishna will be controlled by that prem. We want prem. We will not control Krishna. Prem in our heart will control Krishna. Krishna will be attracted at once. If there is a pure devotee, like Sridham, and sometimes Sridham becomes so angry. Krishna may tell, I'm taking your feet dust, you should be pleased. No harm. In Navadvip Leela we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a boy. He was reading his school with Swarup Damodar, Murari Gupta, Gadadhar Pandit, Jagadananda Pandit, all were at that time boy, of little age of about 12 or less than that, 8, 10, 12, and playing. In evening they were playing on the bank of Ganges, on the sand, very beautiful sand. And playing, anyhow, Jagadananda was disturbed something, and he left playing, and he was weeping there. With all boys, Gadadhar and Murari Gupta and all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to their home, but Jagadananda not returned. When Nimai Pandit came, Nimai means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, returned to him. At once he returned to that place. And he became to weep also with his Jagadananda, embracing him. I went to home, returned to home, but my heart was with you. I cannot bear your separation. Be kind to me. And he began to weep more, Jagadananda. And we weeping, all anger and everything came. Washed. And then both were together, returned back to their home. This is called prem. More prem in Braja, more prem. So prem can control Krishna, Radhika and all. When prem begins to nitya, ki, dance, then Krishna began to dance. If prem is dancing in the heart of Radhika, Radhika dance. All dancing. All the persons, devotees who are seeing them, all dancing. Everything. Creepers also, river also. Sky also, everything dancing and dancing. This is characteristics of prem and love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only came to give this prem. Or all acharyas have come only to give prem. If you are so poor, nothing to take, nothing to eat, not to clothing. But if there is prem, we are happy. Our whole family can be starved, but if there is each other love and affection, husband, wife, children, then nothing is starved. They can bear all these things. But if there is so much affluence, so much wealth and everything is there, but no love and affection between them, then it is like a hell. That is the thing now in ISKCON. No love and affection for anyone, no respect for anyone. Yes.
So, it is sometimes we have to be a little strong.
Yes.
But
you should also know the Siddhant.
Yes.
Well, otherwise you cannot be strong.
Yes.
You can be strong only if you are knowing all these Siddhants well.
Yes.
And you are established and you are following all these Siddhants.
Yes.
You will have not to speak anything. Only your mood will change everyone. You cannot do. But if you are established, your action and everything will magically do all these things quickly.
When we see so many things that are wrong, we feel that we must set the proper example and preach the right Siddhanta and act.
Yes, you should act and you will see that anyone coming in your association, they will be changed. But don't have any envy. Don't criticize so much. But your arguments should be very strong. Your character should be very strong, having some affection for them. Don't think anyone enemy. Don't challenge in this way. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sweet words. Very sweet words. We should try. I have so much affection and love for all the devotees of ISKCON. I think that my all grown brothers. I have so much for them. I never think that they are my enemy or against party, even nothing. Like orphan boys. We should be very expert in our siddhanta. If you cannot read Sat Sandarbha, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Jaiva Dharma, you cannot be established. Baladev Vidya Bhushan, all these things. I think that everything is in Jiva Goswami Sat Sandarbha. If you cannot read, then come down to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jaiva Dharma.
There is some question even in that. If we are given an English translation,
I am doing a very good translation. I have done in Hindi.